Time now for Dial-A-Doc, brought to you by FHN, part of Big Radio, every Tuesday morning. Today, we're going to be talking with Carla Fenna, FHN occupational therapist in pediatrics, and Beth Smith, speech-language pathologist in pediatrics at FHN. It's your Dial-A-Doc radio interview for today. Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nice to have you both with us today. We'll start off with you, Carla. What all is involved in pediatric therapy at FHN? What can you share with us?
Sure. In the pediatric department here at FHN, we usually see children from birth to 18 years of age, and we carry out our treatment sessions here in our pediatric gym or if needed, we have a more private therapy room we can use if they need a more quiet area. The therapist will work with the child and family to set treatment plans with goals based on their concerns. And in therapy, we try to motivate a child to meet their goals by incorporating the use of a toy or an activity that they may enjoy.
Now, what type of kids are in there? Are these injuries or...
Usually they're an illness or an accident or a diagnosis, and it can vary on different diagnoses from children who have autism or Down syndrome or cerebral palsy, and those are just a few but not limited.
It sounds like you have great facility for that. Beth, I'll bring you in. Can you describe what happens with speech-language pathology in the pediatric realm, if you would?
Yes. So in speech therapy, we work a lot on communication with our pediatric populations and sometimes some feeding. Our sessions really look a lot like just playing with the kiddos as we work to give them the language skills that they need to communicate with those around them. And as I said, we also do some feeding therapy, which looks like exploring the foods and trying to open them up to some different options so that they can meet their nutrition and hydration needs.
And Beth, what are the goals with these types of therapy?
With speech therapy, one of our bigger goals is communication, making sure that our little kiddos can let their friends and families know what they want and need. So whether that be giving them some different means or modes to communicate or helping to get them the language that they need that they might not have yet.
Do you get them to a point where you feel like you unlock the door for them and you see big strides and that type of thing?
Yeah, we do, definitely. There's some different ways that we can come at it and try to, like I said, maybe use a different mode. Not all of our kiddos are verbal right now, so we might bring in some pictures or some simple signs or other communication devices to help them be able to communicate every day.
We're visiting with Carla Fenna, FHN occupational therapist in pediatrics, and Beth Smith, speech-language pathologist in pediatrics at FHN. This is Dial-A-Doc, brought to you by FHN, and it's part of Big Radio every Tuesday morning. We'll return to you, Carla. Can you describe what happens with occupational therapy in the pediatric realm?
Sure. In pediatric occupational therapy, we usually work with children through, like I said, a variety of diagnoses and illnesses. And these instances, it may impact their fine motor skills, their ADLs, and that's activities of daily living. We work with functional mobility as well as sensory processing concerns.
And Carla, we'll stay with you. Are these types of therapy, or I'll do the one before that, how can children benefit from the therapy, if you would?
Usually, with the therapy, the goals we focus on in occupational therapy usually involves increasing a child or in some instances a teen's functional independence. And we help develop play skills, ADLs. This would be things like feeding, grooming, dressing, toileting skills. If the concerns are sensory processing, the goals usually involve working with the child to self-regulate their body, and this is so that they can increase their calmness and organization to help participate in family routines, socialize with their family and peers inside and outside the home.
I'm guessing the families really appreciate this work, too.
Yes, because sometimes it gets them where they can now go out into the community versus, you know, staying at home because their child may not be able to cope or interact out in a confusing or overstimulating environment.
All right. Beth, we'll go back to you. What children can benefit from therapy? I'll throw that one to you.
Sure. Any children that aren't meeting their milestones may benefit from some therapy, or if their parents just have concerns in general about either communication or feeding, or in Carla's realm, occupational therapy, any of those fine motor or sensory skills that might include, as Carla mentioned, children with certain diagnoses such as autism, prematurity, cerebral palsy, things like that.
And Carla, how can a parent know if their child would be a candidate for therapy? Are there some signs or different things that maybe would jump out that they'd notice that or question things?
Yeah, if they should always question it or look for if their child's not meeting milestones or difficulty kind of meeting, you know, age-related milestones that other kids are doing, their peers and things like that. This could include that they're not able to walk yet or crawl. It could be they're not sitting up. Other things could involve like they're not starting to feed themselves, or they're just kind of having difficulty engaging in interacting and play with family members. They can talk with their pediatrician if they have concerns and work on getting a referral for an evaluation, whether it be through occupational therapy or, like Beth had said, speech therapy if it's involving their child's not talking yet or having problems understanding language as well as expressing language.
Are there certain ages where things like this start to show up, Carla?
It can start as early as birth. Sometimes the baby's not sleeping or not feeding, or it can kind of be as they go along, they'll start noticing that their child's not walking when, say, their cousin is, or their child's not able to engage in play with their cousins or siblings. So it can be a variety of ages. It just all depends on what the family's concerns are.
All right. We're talking with a couple of very special ladies today. Carla Fenna, FHN occupational therapist in pediatrics, and Beth Smith, speech language pathologist in pediatrics at FHN. We'll return to you, Beth. Are these types of therapies, I'm sure this is a very big concern for parents, these type of therapies typically covered by insurance?
Usually, although all insurances do vary with their coverage and benefits, so it's something that really would be best checked out beforehand. Fortunately, at FHN, we are able to, as a courtesy to our patients, run some insurance checks prior to a child's first visit with us.
All right. And Carla, there's an event coming up soon to raise some funds to improve the pediatric therapy room and equipment. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
Sure, I'd love to. The event coming up is called Striking Success for Children, and the theme is imaginable. And this is, like you said, it's to raise funds with all the proceeds going to support our pediatric therapy. And this will be to kind of update and renovate our therapy room, as well as new storage area and equipment that may be needed at FHN. It's going to be a fun evening. It's bowling with friends, and teams are being formed of six players. Each person on a team will need to kind of raise or donate at least $50 as an entry fee, and all the proceeds go into the fundraiser. And the cool thing is that the theme is imaginable, so teams can kind of pick a theme and dress accordingly. The event takes place on April 27th. It's going to be at the Four Seasons Bowling Center, and registration starts at 5 p.m., and bowling kicks off at 6 p.m.
You gave a lot of information there, Carla, for folks that maybe didn't catch that all. How can they find out more about the event? Is there a place they can look that up?
Sure. You can go to www.fhn.org/strikingsuccess, or you can contact our FHN Foundation at area code 815-599-6900.
Striking Success. That's a clever title for that. Very nice. Beth, for those that are not interested in bowling, can they still donate to the fund to improve the pediatric therapy room and equipment?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone interested in helping out with this fundraiser can contact the FHN Foundation at 815-599-6900.
And I'll ask Carla first, then I'll ask you, Beth. How did you get into an occupation like this? And I'm guessing just by the flavor of your voices that you love it and you're great at it. How did you happen to get into a field like this?
I myself, with occupational therapy, I had grown up as a part-time job babysitting children when I was young and a teenager. And there was a particular child that I worked with that was getting therapy at the time. And babysitting, sometimes the therapy would be in the home, and I got to observe it. And I decided, hey, I think this is what I want to do. I want to be an occupational therapist. So when I was in school, high school, I talked with my counselor, and they kind of got me set up on courses I should be taking and looking in to get my career set in occupational therapy.
Sounds like you love what you do.
I do.
And Beth, how did you get into this?
It took me a little bit, actually, to come around to speech therapy, but I had worked with kids and families in a couple of different realms before, and I happened to see the need for all therapies for pediatric populations in general, but I just really was drawn to speech therapy. I just love being able to help our littlest ones be able to communicate, since everyone deserves a voice.
Yeah, wonderful. Carla Fenna, FHN occupational therapist in pediatrics, and Beth Smith, speech language pathologist in pediatrics at FHN, part of Dial-A-Doc, part of FHN and Big Radio. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies. Hope to talk again sometime soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Carla and Beth, that's Dial-A-Doc. This is Big FM 93.7.